Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. A shout out to everybody. I had a good time with Skip and Junius. Got to see Juan and Mark. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Addison Improv. We did 7 shows, sold them out, had a wonderful time. Coming up.
You sold this them out week, early, too, boy.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah, people calling me, hey, can you? Too late.
Sorry. Can't do nothing for you.
I'm sorry.
Nice that Vanettis is getting nicer and nicer. You hold it down. I see how, baby boy.
Yeah, we're doing a little something. Skip, you know, we're having a little fun, you know.
I had my own little private little section that was full of people. No, I'm kidding. I didn't have
little VIP section.
With everyone. Of course, if you're going to be in Richmond, Virginia, I'm going to be there this Saturday and Sunday at the Richmond Funny Bone in Short Pump. I love saying that. It's Short Pump in Rigo
like
County.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your stripper name?
Yeah. No. That was
Short.
Mine was
Jackson.
Big Pile, but. That's a long time ago, and that's another story for another day. But if you are in, if you are in Richmond, Virginia, please check me out. Today is the day, I guess, this is the first time in history that a ex-president or anybody who's held the presidency has actually been held accountable by the legal system.
Yes.
Yeah. So for a dude who says he's not worried or he's not guilty, he sure did try everything. I'm a suited judge. And I guess his bond is invalid because that person is I guess they aren't licensed to do business in New York.
Mm.
So that could be in jeopardy.
Oh, man. He's coming up with everything.
Period.
Yeah.
The judge is left handed. We can't do that. He wore loafers and not lace ups. Mm. Can we?
He's the kind of dude you hate to play Monopoly with. He cheats so bad. He's just like. Of course, it is the last day to file your taxes, fear not. You can file an extension at no cost. Of course, it's Autism Acceptance Month. Happy birthday to Flex, which is separate than Autism Awareness Month. Alexander, very talented kid, man. Happy birthday to Carly Red. Happy birthday to Seth Rogen. Happy birthday to Esther Dean. Happy birthday to Jacquees. Happy birthday to Michael Cooper from the Lakers, who finally made the Hall of Fame.
Hey, all right.
Finally made the Hall of Fame. Yeah, so finally did. Happy birthday to Maisie Williams, Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. Maisie sounds kind of like a black name, doesn't it?
Oh, Arya Stark, yeah. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back.
Yeah, it didn't. I didn't like the new.
I did.
Oh yeah,
Dragon. What is it called?
House of Dragons or something.
House of Dragons. And happy birthday, Possibus Live Court to Leonardo da Vinci, not DiCaprio. That wouldn't be possible. I'm sorry about that. Happy birthday, Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched. Happy birthday, Arturo Gotti. And man, him and Mickey War are some of the best fights I've ever seen.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago. You could be some Harold Washington. You could be him. We got a great show lined up for you. We got 90 seconds of 90s hits with DJ Lucci. I'm going to have a little note from the GED section, plus the Jazz Report. That's coming up and more on the D.L. Hughley Show. So, of course, a couple of days ago, O.J. Simpson passed on. O.J. is infamous, of course. I think it was the first time I think we all saw a trial of that magnitude unfold on television. I think it birthed Court TV and a routine of what we see now regularly all the time, where we consistently see trials, and they're for TV consumption. That wasn't the case before OJ. OJ was indeed a polarizing figure. I remember where I was when the verdict was announced. I remember how I felt, and I remember how I would feel years later. I felt differently at the time, being exposed to more things, seeing more things, getting more nuances. But whether OJ or whether you believe, from the miniseries, he was famous for that. OJ, whenever you say his name, it evokes some kind of emotion, no matter what, no matter who you are. Even people that weren't around then know who OJ was and know what he did and know what's going on. So OJ passed on. And the thing I found ironic is that no matter what he did or didn't do, he has run his race. He has been judged. He was judged immediately after passing on. He is where his life led him to be. If you believe in a higher power and you accept that and you go one place or you don't, you go another, wherever OJ is, he has run his race. And of course, our sympathy or our lack of it doesn't affect him at all. Now, it can affect people that love him. Like, even when the queen died, as polarizing a figure as she was to some people, when somebody dies, it isn't them that their race is over. They don't have to worry about anything else anymore, ever. But you can at least be compassionate to the people who did love them, who did have fond memories of them. And there's no need to be caustic. I mean, and I was particularly incensed when I saw Caitlyn Jenner say, well, good riddance. As you, Caitlyn Jenner, when she was Bruce, killed my neighbor. A lady who lived on my street. I remember her house being vacant for months. And I didn't know what had gone on. And I finally asked some people, and they said, that is the guy Bruce killed in that accident. Now, you could say that it was an accident, or you could say that, you know, they're not the same circumstances. But the fact that as somebody who has taken a life, for sure, was involved in the taking of a life, to be so callous and so incendiary and to say things like good riddance, I guarantee you somebody from her family thinks the same about you. I guarantee you. And I would say the same thing. Once your race is over and you've done what it is you had to do here, you, whatever you've earned, you're already into that. Whatever, if it's up or down, you're already there. And so when Bruce, when Caitlyn spoke that way, knowing that Bruce had killed somebody, it was incendiary. You could see the reaction all over. And I thought to myself, I don't know what Caitlyn did, but I know Bruce damn sure killed somebody. And Caitlyn has some balls in displaying that lack of empathy. That's a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
State Citizenship and Immigration Services has announced a new third gender option for those applying for naturalization. The department reportedly now offers gender X in their applications. The new option will ensure that applicants' biographical data is accurate. The gender an applicant selects on their naturalization form does not need to match the gender chosen on their birth certificate, passport, or state ID.
Hey, take it from black people. X. Never put X on the official document. Never X. Mm-mm. Never. Mm-mm. That's, X's are not welcome here. K's are, yeah, but not X's. Not.
So the number of U.S. drug shortages has reached an all-time high. The major the majority of manufacturers, which is about 60%, have not said what the reasons are behind the shortages. But the reasons cited by the manufacturers include supply and demand, manufacturing issues, business decisions, and raw material.
Manufacturing,
a lot of those drugs, like asthma drugs and things like that.
All of them made in India. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of them produced in India. Yeah. So thank you for that jazz report. This is very interesting. So there is a lesbian, a woman who she was married. Her husband partner left, left the relationship and would not be responsible for the baby they had via a sperm donor. She thinks that the sperm donor should have to contribute. He should have to pay child support.
Sperm donor, that ain't, man.
I've never even heard nobody asking for nothing as silly as that.
That is kind of silly.
A lesbian or not, she's still acting like a chick. The lesbian or not, she still wants some bread. I'm serious. That's only who would think? I know I can't get it from her.
Husband.
I can't get it from that. But yeah, but he at least it was it was.
I know, but he wanted money too, so it ain't just chicks.
No, he didn't want money from the donor. He wanted money for it. Sherry didn't want Sherry, in this case, Sherry would have been the one who walked off. I'm just saying that we got to keep everything
after. No, I get it. I'm just saying that, you know, he was after bread, too. So both men and women go after money.
Yeah, I get it. No. I've never heard anybody go after the bank. The sperm bank.
In the sperm donor, aren't you supposed to be anonymous?
You can't do that.
Yeah,
first of all, it's anonymous. You don't even know most of them. Trust me, I've checked into them. They're anonymous. You don't get names. You get a profile of the donor, and that's it. Now they get a check for giving off that little sperm.
Yeah,
but that's about it. So I don't know how you go out. I don't know how you find the donor.
I don't even know why you form that question in your head. But do you think do you think the sperm donor should have to pay child support? That's the question we're posing to you. 877-242-2426.
Also, hit us up on Twitter at D.O. Hughley Radio or on Facebook, The D.O. Hughley Show. On the website is thedohughleyshow.com.
All right, her ungrateful ass. You got the baby you wanted. Just pay for it. I'm trying to get it from the sperm donor. I hope you'll know I come after me. We got more of your calls. This is the D.L. Hughley Show. All right, it's the D.L. Hughley Show. So the question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, a lesbian couple breaks up. They want to sue. She is proposing suing the donor So do you think the sperm donor should have to pay child support? Here's the thing. I think that one of the things we know, this question, I've never heard formed before. Now, I've known a couple of people that have gotten, that have had surrogate babies or had babies in some kind of way, and then one leaves, and then the other one's looking for child support. I've heard that ad nauseum. We know a couple of people that's happened to. But absent in lieu of that, this bride is going, I want to shoot the sperm back. I want that. Why doesn't they have to pay child support? Because it's that those donors are doing, they some of them obviously need money, but some of them are doing it because they want kids to have, people to have kids. It's altruistic. And you want to see them?
Well, I know most facilities that do donor sperm and things of that nature, if a man donates sperm through those licensed fertility clinics,
right,
they are not responsible for the children.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I know there was a case in Britain where, you know, a lesbian couple approached someone that they knew in their circle.
Got him.
And exactly.
Got him.
Everybody else said no. He said okay. Yeah. They split. The couple split, and one of them was able to go after the guy for child support, and he was made to pay that. But that was a different scenario and they said it was because there was, you know, no fertility clinic. But in a clinic,
you just
had
a menage a trois, and then
you can have 5,000 kids out there.
It's a dude that had 200.
That doctor, there was a doctor that had thousands of babies out there.
Yeah. So if that didn't work out, you going to sue the turkey baster?
Laws are crazy. I can't remember his name. He was a football player, but he had sex with a woman and used a condom. He took the condom and threw it in the trash. She retrieved it from the trash. No, she retrieved the used condom from the trash, turkey basted herself, got pregnant, and the court said, it's your baby, you gotta pay. And he was like, I used the condom and threw it away. She dug it up out the trash. And it was like, sorry. And
one,
he had to pay
one click for one quick flush could have stopped all of that.
Yeah, he better turn that mug inside and out. And then
let me tell you something. What's the baby name? Aquaman? That's the baby name. we're gonna get to your calls in a bit. A couple breaks up. They want to sue the sperm donor. Yeah. Do you think that's appropriate? 877-242-2426. Get to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.